The president did blame foreign terrorists and Saddam loyalists for the continuing attacks in Iraq. There are more of them today. In the southern city of Basra, explosions killed a soldier and two civilians. Ambushes in northern Iraq injured four U.S. soldiers. And in the city of Fallujah, that's about 40 miles west of Baghdad, a suicide bomber killed himself and at least four other people today with a car bomb at a police station. Earlier, I spoke with Alisa Rubin in Fallujah. She's in Iraq for the Los Angeles Times. She described the suicide car bombing and her conversation a couple of days ago with a man who appears to support the attacks.
Suicide bomber in a pickup drew up on the street. The truck detonated and about five people were killed. But to be honest, apparently the bodies were so damaged they couldn't even count how many people were killed.
In the paper yesterday, you had an account of an interview with a man who either was in the resistance to the U.S.-led occupation of Iraq or was very friendly with it. What did he tell you?
I think he told me several things. I mean, certainly that the resistance is quite organized, and that they're quite aware of the impact of their hits, that there's a public relations element to it. It's quite a sophisticated operation in many ways, although the actual bombs, the rockets, any specialist will tell you, are jerry-rigged out of very basic military equipment.
Were you able to understand why this person was in the resistance or was friendly with the resistance? That is he a former Ba'athist who's still loyal to Saddam Hussein? Is he from one of these foreign groups that people are talking about? What's driving him?
What's driving him is that he clearly had some influence and power in the last regime, and I don't mean of a major nature. He was in tourism. Tourism was totally controlled by the government. But he would say he is not loyal to Saddam Hussein. He is an Iraqi nationalist. I mean, he was very clear about that. He said, Saddam Hussein is gone, but I am a nationalist. He wants control again. I think he wants back his former position, and he feels like since the Americans came and have begun to try to put different people in power, it hasn't worked out all that well, and certainly it hasn't worked out all that well for him. But I also think there's a feeling that is very widespread in Iraq among people who are not in the resistance of pride and therefore quite a bit of resentment of occupation. And that can become many things, and if you're at all close to the resistance, it can become helping them, financing them. And then there are other people who just are rather glad when the resistance scores a hit against the Americans because there's a kind of deep ambivalence about their presence. They want them to leave eventually, so they don't want them to get too comfortable, but they don't want them to leave right away. So they support a kind of seeing some hits on them, sort of almost to keep the Americans in their place.
If you look at the results of these last bombings, these targets even are not American targets. They're hitting other Iraqi targets.
I think most people are shocked and disoriented by yesterday's events. There are people who want to blame the Americans. I spoke to an imam at one of the largest Sunni mosques who believes that it's very likely that Israel was involved. Anyone but an Arab, anyone but a Muslim. But there was a real feeling among everyone I spoke to that the people involved in this were not Iraqis. And they feel, I think, quite distraught about what has happened and by their inability to know how to keep themselves safe.
Alisa Rubin of the Los Angeles Times speaking with us from Fallujah, Iraq. Thank you, Alisa.
Thank you.